Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
What's up, guys, and welcome to the What Hip Hop Questions, Legends, and Lists. I am Nyla Simone.
And I am the man that puts the juxtaposition, Mouse Jones.
Hey, this week we on it, and I'm excited because we have a lot to talk about.
About this fit. This is fit, gang.
You like it?
Yeah, you going denim with the brown at the bottom. It's crazy. The agenda is no longer agendering. But you know, we don't have to talk about that. They don't know what I'm talking about. That's fine. You know what I'm talking about. They don't know what I'm talking
about. But the agenda is coming back, but you know, right now I got to cash in. I have to cash in, so that's what I'm doing. But really, I just have a few things going on today, so I just, you know, I thought I would dress up a little more.
I like it. Looks good. I like it.
Thank you.
I've always been a fan of, like, big pockets.
Oh, my God. You know, baggy jeans makes me feel like Aaliyah.
Come on.
Boy, I've been watching you like in the sky.
Is that the real dance move, or is this what you're
coming
out with?
It feels like it might be, honestly. I've seen the video so many.
Do it one more time. Just do that. Just do it one more time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. You practice this.
Mouse,
this
is the baby sounds.
No, I did it.
Do the baby sounds while she's doing it.
That sound like some Walking Dead shit or something.
I sound like
The
Last of Us.
That's definitely the last of us. Oh my God. Speaking of TV film stuff. This whole Jonathan Majors.
Oh man, what are we doing? Oh, we're here.
Major thing. It's crazy.
Vindication for that black man.
Vindication
for that black man.
Are they really gonna give him vindication?
They better.
Are you ever really vindicated when you get these type of allegations?
One thing I love about today is the same thing that we hate about today. These fucking phones. Video footage will always vindicate. The word of mouth don't do shit. When video footage drops, everybody will get...
They're dropping footage?
They're dropping the footage. That's what the attorney said.
I love that. Good. I hate that this happened, especially right now. Like, they're on a pinnacle. Creed 3 was amazing.
Amazing.
And then now this. I'm like, of course they just can't let the king...
Is that why you didn't want to go see the movie yesterday?
No, I'll still go.
No, okay, because we were supposed to go yesterday.
Yeah, and you didn't text me back.
That's what it was?
How dare he try to act like... Like, I'm the reason why we didn't go to the movies. I said, yo, we still going to the movies or what? I know we got an early recording.
Right.
And he didn't text me back.
I thought I did. That's on me. I'm not always the best.
This is why I don't like light skin.
All I'm right. not light skin. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Do your friends, so today's, do your friends like light skin?
Oh, shut the hell up. Absolutely not. You know what? I'm not fooling with you. Anyway, so today on The What, we're going to be talking about top five best storytelling records.
This now, is a favorite topic of mine.
This is a hard one, honestly. Yeah. I thought it was going to be easy, but I'm like, damn, there's so many.
There's so many.
There's a lot.
There's so many.
Let's get into it. All right, guys. It's The What, Hip Hop Questions, Legends, and Lists. And today we're talking top five best storytelling rap songs. But I want to know, Mouse and D-Block, like, to you guys, what makes a good storytelling record?
One, telling a story.
Check.
Got to tell a story.
Yes.
Captain Obvious.
Yeah, you know, it's right there sometimes.
That's it?
Sometimes you got to take it right there. What makes it good? That's good. Doing more than enough, but not doing too much. Mm. Right? Where, like, I think when people get... Just to do a good storytelling, you don't have to have, like, the greatest lyrical dexterity. You just have to be able to keep somebody's attention for 3 minutes. Yeah. Right? So I think sometimes... The lyrical miracle rappers do a little bit too much.
Whoa.
I like that type of rap. I like it. I'm just saying, sometimes they can do too much.
Okay.
And you lose people because you have to keep people attention. I think, to be honest, I would love to hear a storytelling record from like Jeezy. I think Jeezy does like an amazing job of keeping you captivated and engaged throughout songs. I would love to hear him just tell one story, which he kind of did on this last mixtape with Drama, talking about, I think it was like something, Michael Jackson Cry, I think that's the name of the song. That's not the name of the song. I forgot the name of the song, but where he's talking about like his homeboy, all his friends passing. Mm. Sure, it wasn't like one linear storyline about one person, but it stayed
telling
on topic.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to hear more stuff like that from him. But I just think being able to keep someone's attention, almost like writing a movie, you know, keeping me on the edge of my seat for the next word.
Yeah. I agree. Nothing deep luck.
I was just going to say, just like any story, beginning, middle, and end, you know, I think that middle part sometimes gets lost, you know,
Definitely.
As far as like creating those stakes. I think that's why Biggie does such a good job on a lot of his storytelling raps, is that he has that middle part that kind of has the stakes in it, you know, especially, you know, I got a story to tell, you know, that middle part where
the man walks in
and he has to figure out what to do, you know?
Yeah. I think for me, I really like records that evoke emotion. So like you're telling a story of maybe something I've been through or like something somebody I know has been
run away, love. I don't know that.
Oh my god!
I don't know why that jumped. I don't know why that jumped into my head.
Not bad. I see you've been practicing.
Something that's familiar.
Who's inspired that? no, you said something that's familiar.
Something that I'm like, damn,
I feel this. So that's what gets me going when it comes to storytelling records. So let's start it off.
Let's do it. You start with me?
You first. Yeah, come on.
I know, right?
It's so hard to pick five.
You want to get into honorable mentions first?
Yeah, I was going to say, can we do honorable mentions first?
Are you guys doing a specific order?
I have mine in order.
We can do order.
My one is just the one, and then the rest, they're just two.
Your number one
is
your number one?
Yeah,
okay.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Mine is in order.
Let's get some honorable mentions out.
So my honorable mention is a Keisha song.
Wait, can we do honorable mentions at the end? Because I don't know who's going to make my five.
See, get your shit together.
You can name one that's not going to make your five.
Okay. Yeah, I can actually.
I'm going to say Keisha song by Kendrick Lamar. That is like, it's not on my five, but it's a huge, huge favorite of mine. Like, I think he had two records on Section 80 that were like super heavy in storytelling. I want to say it was that song and Tammy's song. Tammy's song obviously was a little bit more playful, you know, like with the whole, you know, the girl ended up turning, you know, queer at the end. But Keisha's song just, you know, telling that story of the young prostitute.
Kendrick actually has a shitload of stories.
He does have
his whole first album is one big story. I love it.
Even his early mixtapes, mm-hmm. fucking, it's too many, but those are good ones.
Yeah, What about you, D Block? Honorable mentions?
I put something that's a little fun, Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Yeah.
I think it's just a great story.
Stop. No, you don't throw the tomato. What, you gonna throw him the tomato for that?
On the what? We're talking about the greatest of all. We're talking about the.
But that one has stood the test of time. The new generation flipped.
There was
a commercial that had Biz Markie.
Did that
in it.
Song stand the test of time, or did Mario's remix stand the test of time?
No, not well, Mario's remix.
Well, no. Mario's remix absolutely is standing the test of time.
Whoa,
show, you're not taking shoot, Biz.
Way to show
you. Way
to show your age, D Block.
He said.
Hey. No, Mario, what?
No.
Are you ready for me?
All you gotta do is come in at that bridge, too.
You call me anytime. Anytime. Said it doesn't matter.
You can do it.
Whoa.
It's up to you.
Don't fight the feeling. Don't fight the feeling. So, girl. And they not doing that. They're not doing that for
we
me.
We should change the name of this podcast to Washed, Youngin, and Somewhere in the Middle.
And Somewhere in the Middle.
What about you, Nyla? Since we're just putting anything up there now.
Wait, that's your only one?
I got Miss Fat Booty by Mos Def too.
As your honorable mention.
But there's another honorable mention that I think we need to talk about.
What?
You better not say it.
Stan. Stan is a good storytelling song.
Darren got all the tomatoes today.
All yours. All yours today, D-Block.
That's a good story, though. It's a good story.
It is a good story.
Beginning, middle, and end.
I mean,
if a black man wrote that, he'd be locked up.
I gotta say, I think.
Didn't a black man write Swarm?
A movie?
No, they're similar.
What the fuck?
No,
Stan
I think
culture.
When Clark Kent was on here, he talked about Kendrick and Eminem's similarities.
Oh, yeah.
Cadence.
In the sense that he's talking about stuff that's unspoken, right? In white families. So
I thought Stan was about an obsessive fan.
It is.
It is.
Oh.
I know. I just think overall. I think the worst part about Stan is when Eminem comes into the song at the end. I think the guy, from the point of view of the fan, all those bars are great.
Yeah.
But when he comes in at the end, it feels kind of like milquetoast to me. It feels like
that song doesn't live without that. That song doesn't.
It could have been sharper. You know, it's like
But I'm saying
it was you.
That song doesn't become the hit it does without that. Like because no one's playing that song.
It's just too sad.
Dark humor of like, and we should be together. Just like shit that he was throwing out there. Stan became a part of the vernacular after that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a great song. Mm. It's not my top five though.
It sounds like it's close to your top five.
I say that I'm going to go with Lupe Fiasco, Paris, Tokyo. It's one of my favorites. You don't like Paris Tokyo?
I thought you were going to say Kick Push.
Kick Push is one too, but I like Paris Tokyo because I just feel like...
I want him to...
Anyway, I love Paris Tokyo. It's one of my favorite records just in general because it's a guy who's saying, I'm working, but you're still with me, like in spirit. And then eventually she does actually get to go with him to like Paris and to Tokyo and travel the world as he makes money on music. And I just fuck with it because I am a girl who's working and making money on music. So I feel it. So anyway, wow, I don't like you. Paris.
Any other outside or do you want to get to that later, Nyla?
I guess I'll go with Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
That's a good one.
Now, I'm not mad. I also would like to say I forgot to mention what me and you talked about off air. Slow Down. Now that I think about it is
Brand Nubian.
Brand Nubian. Like,
yeah.
Like that's, yeah.
But
that's
really
one of those ones.
Don't Let It Go to Your Head. That's the other one. Because I feel like it's half storytelling, half not-ish. But I listen to that record a lot when I just be looking at the culture and things that it's happening or just...
I want y'all to know Nyla is not even 30 yet.
When I interact with certain people, I just be like...
Nyla is the definition
of...
She's been here before.
This Brand Nubian to get my mind right because these niggas is crazy.
When we're all out here listening to Touching My Dead and Cutting My Good. She's listening to Know How to Go to Your Head.
Some internet nerd realized the actual day Ice Cube was talking about. They put it all together.
What day was he
of the day? It was February 23rd,
1993. No, how the Lakers,
because last night, it's actually pretty easy. All you have to do is look
up the data points and looked at all of it.
Oh, you had to look, it's not hard at all. Last night, the Lakers beat the Supersonics. All you have to do is look up the night the Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Shake them up.
Throw it in a circle.
But him getting a triple-double, I think, is a little inauthentic.
Huh?
Mike Brown got a triple-double. Cube.
No, it's not. Sometimes that lets me know you don't be playing basketball with the homies. Because sometimes it just be your day. And it feel like you fucked around and got a triple-double.
Silly.
And it might not have been a strong triple-double.
10-10-10?
Might have been 10-10-10.
10 turnovers?
Might have had 10 turnovers, 10 assists, and you might have got blocked 10 times.
Fucked around.
But you fucked around and you got a triple-double. We didn't say, he didn't say what kind of triple-double it was.
That's true. That's true.
Can we starting with our number five or our number one?
Number five. What type of?
Back end, yeah.
Number five. Because my number one is so important to me, and I would be pissed if y'all say it.
Hold on. Let me get to these tomatoes.
Oh, he's ready. Because I put some young niggas on here because I knew y'all was it.
I love the show. This is
Wash Young cool. Women's one in the middle.
That's about to be our new. This is the what? Why? Wash the Young One and Somewhere in the Middle, featuring the Wash the Young One and Someone in the Middle.
As long as everyone knows who's who.
I am definitely
the youngin'.
The Somewhere in the Middle.
No, you're the fuck not. It's Somewhere Lost. All right, let's do it. I'll kick it off. My number five, The Art of Storytelling by Outkast. It's I love that. I love cohesiveness.
Great record.
And Outkast is my, I've said this on multiple occasions, Outkast is my favorite group. But as a kid growing up in New York, I didn't hear those stories. I didn't hear it that way. That Andre 3000 verse, probably one of my favorite Andre 3000 verses, just talking about the young girl, like, there was just so much stuff, nuance that I was hearing that you didn't expect to hear from a person from the South. And, you know, that might have been just my young ignorance at the time. I also love that The Art of Storytelling isn't the only art of storytelling. There's four of them.
Yeah.
And each one, I don't know about two, but each one, two is not my favorite, but like three and four.
That's the one with Slick Rick.
No, I think that's three.
Oh.
Three has Slick Rick, four is him and their four
no,
is on
two
drama.
Is with Slick Rick.
No, I don't think so.
So, The Art of Storytelling, which is on my list, is the story of two women, Susie's, and Sasha Thumper.
Sasha.
He calls her Thumper because she's one is a very promiscuous woman, the other is a drug.
Is a drug, yeah.
I think it's a great song,
you,
too.
Like I said, you don't hear those stories. You know what I mean? You weren't hearing those stories. And then, like I said, it's just something about that Southern drawl that Andre 3000 was in the middle of, like, crafting at the time that just literally pulls you in.
Oh, you know what? He's on part one. He's on the first one?
I think he's in the sample.
Oh, okay.
But Slick Rick is on the third one. Oh, he's not on the second
one. Yeah, no, that's a great one. That's definitely on my list, too. But since it's on your list, I'm taking it off my list so I can just give it to somebody else.
Favorite line in that song?
Now Susie Sue had a part in Sasha.
I think that intro is my favorite. Just the way he played with the way he sung it, the cadence. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have a favorite. To me, it's not one of those. Well, it's like goes back to what I was saying earlier about lyrical dexterity. I don't think it was so much that the line there were favorite lines. It was the through line that got me. Like as if I was watching a movie.
Two different women.
And then hearing Big Boy's look, hearing Andre's look, and then I really loved the way Andre brought in his verse. It just was like, okay. It was like sitting in a bathtub and just letting the water fill up, if that makes sense. Right? Like you're just, okay, I'm comfortable. I'm here. Wherever you want to take me, I'm going at this point.
Production was phenomenal.
Come on.
What you want to be when you grow up?
She said alive.
Yeah.
She said, I want to be alive.
I really like the beginning where it's the small thing. Love that. What? When the beat drop.
I'm ready for Nihilist production.
Yo, I love that.
That whole organized noise. Was it?
Yeah.
Organized noise.
Organized noise.
Beautiful. Oh. What makes their production so great, I think, to me, is just like, you can hear the soul and the beats.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Once they start rapping on it, it's just like magic.
That chime, that wow.
It was all there, and then the end where it was like
how it dribbled
out. Yeah.
Actually, no, some of the skits be blowing me. I'm like, what? This should have been on the album where you could like skip it, not on the song where I got to hear the whole thing.
Whoa. Like, you're like, so disrespectful.
And I'm not even talking about this with Outkast, like on the Miseducation, Lauryn Hill. I always got to hear a skit.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of hearing that L O V.
What's happening here?
Love. Love. Have any of y'all been in love? Yo, and then every time I listen to this
shit.
As a DJ, I can understand where now it's coming from.
Yo, are you nuts?
You want to cue up those songs.
You love them?
I love you. Yes. My thing with skits is you, if you put it on the album, you got to live with it. So when you got a skit that works, you need it. You got a skit that doesn't work.
You can keep the skit.
No, the album is not. Do you remember? Oh, God.
Why can't the skit be its own track? I guess it's
because it's a part of the song.
Yeah, but now when I'm trying to put it on a playlist, you got a whole skit leading into the song that I'm
not you
got
to go into. Let me tell you, go into Apple, like we used to do back in the day, and you remember when you used to be able to go on, on iTunes, you used to be able to scrub, but used to be able to change the time.
So, I could do that?
Well, I don't know if you could still do it on iTunes, but back in the day, you could. You remember what I'm talking about? Like, used to be, like, if the song is, like, 5 minutes, you could go in there and stop the song at, like, 3.
Wow, that's great.
I don't know if you can still do it on iTunes.
I need that, because on my playlist, like, I can't with these skits. Like, you're throwing
I think you can do it if it's downloaded to your
computer,
not if it's, like, on Apple Music.
Got it.
But speaking of skits, with De La back in our 3 Feet High and Rising skit is with the whole game show that's happening.
Yeah, I will say, and even from listening to the De La album, like, it's making me a fan of scratching. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always, like, wanted to know just so hip-hop peers or DJ peers can't come and be like, ah, you're not a DJ, blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, I actually like it sonically in the music. I know when I hear it, like, on air, I'd be like, do less and just play the record. But there's a time and a place, and I think it was done well.
The hook. Remember you asking me the favorite.
Oh, the hook.
The hook. The hook was
like that y'all. Like
that. Get the hump off your back.
Get the hump off your back now. And like that, y'all. And like that. And it took me a lot of. Let me also say this, because I know sometimes, you know, our peers can be on these platforms and do sometimes accidentally or even on purpose sound like, you know, historian. Like, yeah, I'm a historian in a different way where like it didn't hit me. I didn't know what the fuck they was talking about for the longest. Mm-hmm. It didn't hit me because like I told y'all before, like, my introduction to Outkast was music videos that were like on Rap City, and then Be In My House. I don't know if you remember that, but I know you do. Mm-hmm. So like Be In My House would be like where I guess, you know, being older now, you realize like all the labels would have all these printed up CDs and whatever they sell, obviously, they would have in a warehouse, and then you can like subscribe to the CD place. So you'd get like, what was it, D-Block? I'm sorry. You get like 10 CDs for like 99 cents.
Oh, wow.
And then the next time you'd order, like, I guess you'd pay full price. And then you got like another 16 for like 6 cents.
That's so like, kind of nuts.
It's like Columbia Records type shit? You get those?
There was like Columbia. There was Columbia. There was BMI. And there was somebody else. Yeah. But yeah, so that's how I got AT Aliens. And so I had AT Aliens as a CD as a kid. I'm just like liking the music. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And like Outkast just, every time they were on my TV, they fucking grabbed my attention. Like whether it was like me and you, your mama and your cousin too, burn like Cadillac dog. Like just everything about them always encapsulated me.
I think I have another honorable
cooler than
mention.
A polar bear's toenail. That
yeah, so it's like,
we're playing. Oh, he hell, says, there he go again, talking that shit.
Sick my duck.
Like, yeah, these we're talking about two guys
really
who don't
Big Boy.
They don't really get their credit. They don't get the credit they deserve.
Big Boy's wordplay is
like he's phenomenal. But I think that just happens. And I've been, you know, I've been a victim of it as well. Like, I've just jumped off the boat and been like, oh, Andre 3000 the greatest, which I do believe. I do believe Andre 3000 is top three greatest lyricists of all time. But man, Big Boy does not get his credit for one, just being as nice as he is. Two, standing next to Andre 3000 being just as nice as he is. So
that's a good one. So you currently listen to the What Hip Hop Questions Legends and Lists. We'll be right back after this break.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What you got, Nyla?
What you got? Five.
So for my number five, I'm gonna just get this out the way.
Here we go.
It's J. Cole, Lights Please.
Are you?
And you know what? J. Cole got another one that I'm going to just put comma, J. Cole, Lights Please, comma, Sideline Story. And I have to put, you don't like Sideline Story?
These are your picks. I'm just saying he has songs that you're just skipping over.
Which one do you think should be it?
Dreams?
Wet Dreams?
Oh.
No.
Wait, that's the one where he killed a boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not. Definitely not my pick.
You got Dreams, and then what's the other one? Enchanted.
Oh, I love Enchanted. But yeah, it's not my pick. Let me have my five.
I just said that.
So I'm going with J. Cole, Lights Please, because that's the first J. Cole record I ever heard. And you know, that's my favorite rapper. So it's just like.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You see it. No, let me stop. So Love Cole, Lights Please. And then I also really like Sideline Story because. It's him just talking about like being in the rap game and being unappreciated and just waiting for like his moment to get up off the sideline. And I resonate with that because, you know, I'm in the entertainment industry and it's a lot of shit I'm dealing with. So the record just parallels to my life. So yeah, I like the sideline story by J. Cole.
Not mad at it. Not mad at it.
I mean, I think what happens in Lights Please that really appeals to you as far as with the storytelling of it all.
I mean, I really, that's why I said slash sideline story, because sideline story really resonates more with me than Lights Please. Lights Please is just him saying, like, he got this girl, she bad as hell. He's trying to, like, tell her about, he's trying to talk to her about real life shit that's going on, but she just wants to fuck. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He always falls victim to wanting to fuck, because, like, pussy is power, and he's hypnotized by the pussy, but.
And horny. Horny ones.
You know, he's trying to be more of an intellectual, but she just wants to fuck. And that's just what that's about. So sideline story is more, I think, fitting. But shout out to Cole.
Who's got next, Mouse?
Oh. I just like making it awkward.
I'm like, I had to look around.
I just enjoy making it awkward sometimes. People like, well, you didn't say yours? Oh, you was agreeing with me.
The okay. Storytelling's on my list too.
All right. So like, once again, mine is in order.
Okay.
Number four. Ghostface Killah, All That I Got Is You. Now, my favorite, my favorite setup. So he said, family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits because we was poor, grab the pliers for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV, rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy. We survived winning, snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed his shit. So, like, that was, like, my... That like, I used to, like, rap that like it was mine. Like, he just painted a story that I knew so well. Like, you know what I mean? Just, you know, to take it there. Growing up, black man in a community, like, in a black community, you see this. You see this. Like... There was times where we was down bad, not like, you know what I mean, not as bad as them, but like it resonated. And I think off rip it resonated. Like that was one of the first songs I remember listening to as a kid with the tears welling up. Like to this day, I listen to that song, the tears are gonna well up. Like because it's so real. And I feel like even if it was the song that I couldn't personally resonate, like if I hadn't seen that with my cousins, if I wouldn't have seen that with myself, it's one of those songs where he painted such a vivid picture. I felt like I was there. I know people like that. You know what I mean? The people up the street from where we grew up, that was the first people I ever met on Section 8. That was the first people, they was at the end of our block. They were the first people I ever met on Section 8. And we knew, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we knew, they knew they was on Section 8. They knew the food stand, they're going to Jimmy's, you know what I mean, up there on Straight Path to get the sandwich with the stamps. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen that with my, you know what I mean? So, like, to see that and to hear that at the time, you know, I'm a
resonated.
Young. Yeah, it resonated. And then that last hit me, you know what I mean? It kind of hit in reverse for me because when I was 6 is when my mom met and married the man that raised me. Mm. But up until then, I was a kid. I knew what it felt like not to have no dad. So, like, where he says, you know, his dad left when he was 6. I kind of got a dad when I was 6. But it resonated with me. So, that right there, All That I Got Is You, like I said, I listen to that once a month, and it's still, the tears are going to well up every time, and everything was just perfect. I think we understood, at least for me, growing up, I understood, like, Ghostface is bigger than just a rapper.
That was his first big step out from the
white. And, like, it was bigger than just some braggadocious, fly, gangster rap. It was like, he used his voice as an instrument. Like, for the first time for me, like, his voice is just as important as the strings on the sample and the keys on the sample. Mary J. on that hook is amazing. The video is amazing.
The video, and also, for me, the familiar part that Nyla mentioned, like, the roaches out of the cereal box line, that was familiar for me growing up in the projects. We did have roaches everywhere in the projects growing up. Like, you turn on the lights in the morning, that shit was really real. The roaches and water bugs everywhere. That was familiar.
Listening to you describe the emotions evoked from the record evoked two other records in my brain, but I'm like, all right, I don't have time to name them all. There's so much. But I'm going to go with Clock With No Hands by Black Thought. And I really like this record because he's just talking about, like, dealing with, like, family and friends and how frustrating it can be. And it's just a real-ass record. Like, you know, you could cut other people off in your life. Like, you know, if there's, like, coworkers you don't really like, you only got one family, you know, and you just got to deal with it kind of thing. Right. So this record, Clock With No Hands, is fucking a damn near perfect song. Just if you're going through that and you're in that thought process. Especially, like, I feel like when it first dropped, well, I don't even know actually when it came out, but when I first found out about it.
I was like, come on, Nala.
When I first found out about the record, I was still in Maryland, but it really resonated me when I got to New York and I was by myself, and I guess I had time to reflect on family.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and just Black Thought is just
an amazing artist, amazing lyricist.
Probably one of the best rappers, period.
Definitely underrated, so.
Judging by Mouse's face, I guess so.
Agreeing.
Oh, okay. All right. Next, number.
We're forgetting D Block.
Oh. The Art of Peer Pressure by Kendrick. I put
as my shout out to Kendrick getting love on the fucking list.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the whole thing about, you know, for the homies line that he keeps on saying, like, I'm sober, but
for the homies.
I'm with the homies. And when he says I'm usually nonviolent, but I'm with the homies, that shit is just, it's real for a lot of people going through it.
Let's drop K Dot off, because I had his mama's van, because I know he's trying to fuck on Shireen tonight. You matter of fact, drop me off too. I'm trying to fuck on son tonight. Man, sit your dumb ass back down.
And what? That whole hook, like, one day it's going to burn you out. I mean, that's just, you got to figure out. I think as everybody growing
one day
up
it's
in
gonna
it,
burn
you have
you
to
out.
Figure out what you do with your friends and how, you know, you need to create that separation at some point.
They just, so. Yo, can we talk? Oh, man. I know it's your song, but can we talk about, like, yo, Kendrick wasn't human on Good Kid, Mad City, but specifically on the Art of Peer Pressure when he's talking about, it's the way he merges his cadence with the beat, with the beat, the actual beat, but also taking beats, which is leaving that pocket of air in between words. So like when he says, we hit the block, he hit the crib looking for anything on the Nintendo, hit the block from the, and he's like, woo woo, right, made a left and made a right, made a left. One lucky night with the homies.
I like how he called him not human.
He's not human.
You're right.
If you listen to that song, listeners at home, I want you to stop the show right now. Press pause. And I want you to go listen. Can we play? Snippets? Can we put that part in there?
Yeah.
Put that part?
The left or right part?
Can we put that either that part or the part where he's talking about the actual breaking?
Yeah.
Because the part where he put the actual breaking is where I realized we're not dealing with a human. Because the way, I can't even. As a person who's not a rapper, let alone a rapper of his caliber, I can't even reenact it the way he did it. But it's like the way he's like, just the way it's like a snake moving through a room, the way he put those words together.
I feel that.
And he was just like, you know, in search of anything. Like, because he could have said looking for, in search of anything. It was, that's crazy. Shout out to you, D-Block. Because I definitely forgot about that record. And I had, like I said, I had Kendrick for my honorable mentions, but yes, Art of Peer Pressure.
I mean, he does have a lot of story. Duckworth is also another
Duckworth
one.
Is like at that. I think people, one, that being at the end of the album, he's a he's a nutcase. He's not human, but just that story being a true story and the way he told
that.
The story,
I really like that.
Bugging out.
Yeah,
this shit is not human.
He's not human.
Not human.
Like, Kendrick's not human in the way that he performs these records.
Hell of a solid four. That was four?
That was just four. All right, number three. I'm sitting in the crib dreaming. Somebody got died. A Big.
Dang. Mine is a Biggie one, too. But it's a different one. Biggie got mad storytelling.
Biggie does have a lot.
He wanted to put you to sleep.
You said he wanted to put you to sleep.
He wanted to put you to sleep. He wanted to put you out of sleep. He got some nighttime stories. But what he said, I'm sitting in the crib dreaming about Lear Jets and Coops, the way Salt Shoops and how they sell records like Snoop. I'm interrupted by a doorbell, 352. Who the hell is this? I gets up quick, cocks my shit, stop the dog from barking, proceed to, like.
I feel like I got to wrap my songs like now. You're like, so, you really sell them.
You're so invested. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you're, like, outside of All I Got Is You, these other songs are catching me from the, from the beginning. Big says this, and I feel like, I'm going to sound like I'm sounding like being extra, but this is really how I, like, ingest music. Every time I hear the record, I feel like I'm sitting down, and the TV credit just opened up, and you see the big pen. It's like an allegory film, like Wu-Tang has done over this last season. I feel like I'm watching an allegory film.
Yes.
I feel like I'm watching what he's talking about. Yeah. I want to see this movie.
For
he's
sure.
He's chilling, dreaming Lear Jets and Coops. The way he brings.
And he also mentions like when he drops like Snoop,
like
all the stuff that's going on at that time. It's just he just says it like very nonchalantly, like. Factually, like
he said, I grab my and I get to walk, and you see this big hulking figure walking around with the gat. You like, yeah, big, yeah, what's going on? Somebody got to die. Let the gunshots go. Somebody got to die. Nobody has to know that I killed he's crazy.
My big record, which is number 3, is Everyday Struggle, and. I was like, it was hard to pick one of his because we can do a top 5 best big storytelling
songs. Yeah,
just on him because he got so many. But you know, I've always liked when Big rap fast, like on Notorious Thug. So I like his second verse when he's like, I got the master plan. I'm in the caravan
on my way to Maryland
with my man Two Techs. To take over the project.
They call him Two Techs. He took Two Techs, and when he sparked the bus, he like to ask who's next.
Yeah,
so Big is nuts. He was nuts.
Yeah, his storytelling is just phenomenal, and I just love it. Like
in the
I got a daughter
with the crack in the crack of her ass.
2 pounds of
2 pounds of hash in the stash. When he said they got
literally.
He said when they got his bitch, he said I hold it down. She be home in 3. I said,
and
damn,
so then I be home for the whole family. A true G, that's me.
Oh, I don't want to live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. Living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle.
Right.
Wow. D-Block, do you understand how lucky you was to live through that?
I know, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm seeing body.
I can tell you how lucky I was. Because my number 3 is, who the fuck is this? Page me.
That's your number 3?
In the morning.
Your number 2? Yeah, let me tell you this. Your number 2
the cold from
and your number 1 better be phenomenal picks.
It's
my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Tell me he was in the gambling spot. I heard the intricate plot. A nigga's water stick you like fly paper scaper. Slow down, love, yo, peace, drop the caper. Remember them niggas up in
Brownsville
that you grew up with, hooked up and got dice with? Yeah, that's my nigga Fame from the Prospect.
I didn't say that.
Love with disrespect. I didn't say them. It clearly said the niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they hear you blowing up like nitro. Any water will take the dick through your windpipe slow. Whoa.
They ain't for warming me now. I'm warning
water you.
I got the Mac, nigga.
Tell me what you want to do.
Damn.
Why did they rip me for my paper? Damn. Nah, that's crazy.
I think what's going on in that song, like even the fact that that whole part of like, I didn't say them. Like that, storytelling is so specific. Like, no, I'm not talking about those guys.
Like
I'm
a real
about
combo.
Someone else.
You ready?
So
you ready for what I'm about to say?
Because like
he wasn't human.
Yeah.
And also like the paranoia that you feel in his songwriting. Like he was really fucking nervous about like what you think all the guns is for.
What you think? I was just about to say that.
All that
what
shit.
You think all the guns is for? See, sees by the. He said, in the feed of gunpowder. So they didn't devour the criminal. Trying to drop my dis.
I mean, the psychosis that was going through his head and a lot of his lyrics is just like, you know.
Biggie got too many, honestly. He got, because all, I, he got.
I mean,
like,
how could you want to live like that? You make all this money to get out of the hood and then you just like, it's so sad how it ended. But it's just as like, when you think about once he got out, he had this whole other thing of fears.
And they say he was really paranoid. Like Lil C's and them have said like, in those in that latter part of at least when they were recording that album, he was really paranoid, especially after the accident. So
shit, I believe it.
And we've seen even more recent stuff with, you know, Pop Smoke and all these guys who've been.
Damn, why do you want to stick me for my paper? Yeah. Damn, why do you want to stick me for my paper?
It's a great song. Damn. And I put that ahead of another Biggie song, which I think Mouse may talk about later, because of the entertaining part about the guy with the auto-tune he did on the voice, and as if he's calling from a cell. I just think I love the other song.
Oh, you talking about? Yeah.
I love the other song. I think Mouse is going to talk about maybe later, but it's just I think the entertainment value of Warning is
the entertainment values of all of these records. Big does something, no matter if it's on Ready to Die, no matter if it's on his feature. Like, Big, you can tell and you can appreciate it as, like, you know, with hindsight, how talented he was and how intelligent he was.
Yeah.
You know, even the worst rapper is, you know, kind of a bit more intelligent than the average person, because you have to be entertaining. I think there's a level of intelligence that has to go into entertaining people, right?
I disagree with this statement, but okay.
Big was so entertaining because he attacked it like TV. Like, you think of, you know,
he painted a picture.
You're now listening to the What Hip Hop Questions Legend List. We'll be right back after the break.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
All right, number two.
My number two, it's my favorite, but if I have to be honest, it's number two. I think I've crafted my list based on like a hard criteria, right? So although this is my number two, is my favorite storytelling rap of all time, I understand you putting it number two, even number three on some people's list. I don't understand it not being on people's list. Meet the Parents by Jay-Z. Meet the Parents on Jay-Z on the Blueprint 2 it's like a master class in storytelling. Not only is it a master class in storytelling, you can tell he was influenced by one of the greatest storytellers ever, Biggie. And, you know, Blueprint 2 starts off with the conversation with Big and Hov and Faith on the hook. And you know, so to see as the album progresses, we get Meet the Parents, where Jay-Z is literally rapping about a father killing his son. And he talks about, you know, he says, what did he say? He said, seems like the end of every young black life is this line. Damn, him already? Because then we saw some of us, he fought like us, talked like us, smacked up against the wall even. You know what I mean? And he's like, even how he ends it, six shot into your kin out of a gun. Niggas be a father, you're killing your son, meet the parents. And he talks about ISIS and Mike, and you know, Mike was just this, you know, he wasn't really the one to love her, right? There was a nigga Nace want to take her out the city life. But what he said? He said, but ISIS liked this. ISIS loved this city life. She liked the Gucci sneakers, the red, green, and white. She was so turned on when he first saw the fight. She had to go home, then she had a shower twice. Like, he paints this picture. You feel like you are in Bed-Stuy, and you know Mike, and you know ISIS, you know they son, you can see him, you can see him. You can almost like paint this young man's face.
Damn, man.
Like, the interesting thing about it is that he didn't know it was his son, right?
He had no
idea. No idea that, well, this was his son that he.
But he had no, because that's how far removed.
He disowned
like
him.
There was so much. It's like a Scorsese or a Spike Lee film.
It's a Greek tragedy, Oedipus complex, yeah. Right? So you talk about the father killing the own son, yeah, on those Greek tragedies.
Yeah.
Electra complex, the mm-hmm. mother has sex with her own son.
Yeah.
All like those classic Greek storylines.
And you look at it like, and you're like, everybody's, I don't know how long it took Jay-Z to craft this song. If somebody told me it took him a year to craft this song, I would be like, you damn right. Because if you think about a movie, right? Like D-Block, you're a producer, you're a director, yeah. Like, even to get to what we do every day is not just, you know, me and Nala are great, but there still is some part where you're like, all right, hey, what are we talking about? We'll go here. So on these like longer shoots, when you're doing your documentaries and things of that nature, it's like, okay, we know how I want to start. I know how I want to finish. And then we have to fill all this in. And then when I fill this stuff in, you know, this interview is really a splice of like, because I really want to touch on like five or six more things from this interview. He had to do that. Jay-Z had to do that almost as if he was writing a script. There was, yeah, character breakdowns that, you know, you had to, like, what did he say? He said, like, you talk about the dad, Mike, and he's like, his mom is, he says, oh, his mom is baby. He said, if that baby was mine, it would be more dark. So his mom is baby, pop is maybe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and now that's become something in the ethos, right? Everybody says it now. You know, you watch more with a mama's baby, papa's maybe. You know, yeah, what I mean? And you just look at that and it's like, how the fuck did you come up with this? What was going in your head? But it's not that hard to think.
Wait,
because
that
that's
wasn't
what,
the same before Jay?
I don't know. I didn't. It could have been. I'm young. I'm 33. I didn't hear it before Jay.
Was that the same before Jay?
Mama's baby, papa's maybe.
I don't, it might have been like an old school saying. I don't know if it was on wax, but I think the peeling of the onion that you're talking about, he starts off just saying, this is your typical stuff, rainy night.
Night, yeah. Yep.
You know, that's kind of, and then he just kind of like, but there's more layers to this. Yeah. And I think that's what is amazing.
Yeah, that's the, and every layer felt, I'm going to sound like such, I probably sound like I sound every time we're talking about hip hop. I could smell the rain. The first time I'm listening to it, I can smell the rain.
Yeah.
I can feel that moment where Jay-Z says, the moment he says, he tells the youngin' to get off the block, but the youngin' ain't budge. He stood him. He said, but in him, he saw something like a virgin ain't seen from the old, he said, like a sign from the Almighty Lord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel like I have my own, you know me, issues with my biological father. So I'm really connected. I'm really feeling like I've stood there. I've stood, you know what I mean? I'm stood in front of this nigga like, you know, stop playing with me. Like, you know, and what Jay-Z said. He said he's like a self, like he's seen him, but it, like he's looking at himself, but more mature. I've been there. I've stood in this man's face and had issues with him and looked at him like, damn, he gotta look like me. You know what I mean? I've been there. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you standing there.
It's not funny,
there.
I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't going to boom him, but I'm just sitting there like, I've been in these situations where there's tension between us, and I'm like looking at him, and it's like, in my mind, I want to do this to him. Like, I want to do something to this man, but there's something that's stopping me because there's an innate connection between us. And I don't think this man is, I don't think it's reverberating to him. I don't think he's seeing it the same way. Mm. In my mind, and that happened with me. So to hear Jay-Z talk about with Mike and his son, he's like, you know what I mean? He said, what he pulled out? Pulled out a brand new 38 snow. But you know, you say what you know what they say about he who hesitates in war, he who hesitates is lost. Didn't even blink for his mind went, I'm about to go crazy. Meet the parent. Yo, that what kind of line is that to say?
Yes. Yes.
He calls it Meet the Parents in the last line of the song.
Meet the Parents. The parents. And Meet the Parents. That's my favorite.
That's good. I'm surprised that's your number two.
That's my number. It's my favorite of all time. But number two, it's a number two for a reason.
Meet the Parents. Okay. My number two, I'm going to go with, I feel like it's way less as sentimental as what Miles just said. Like, that was some real shit just now. I'm like, damn. All right. Yeah, that's great. But I think mine's is like a fun one. Everybody likes Troy, Pete Rock.
Would he reminisce over you? My God.
Like,
I'm not gonna.
That's an amazing song. Yeah.
That record is just, the beat is great. The story is
and
great.
That song is about one of Heavy D's dancers.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes. It's a song.
I thought that was about, I thought.
He talking about.
Whoa, no, Troy.
It's about one of Heavy D's backup dancers.
Troy is one of the boys.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. I never put two and two together.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Someone said, I think on Twitter recently, like, you know, there's been no better eulogy song than Troy.
That's a eulogy song?
When they reminisce over you.
My God.
Wow.
Pete Rock on those horns, man. He used to find some amazing fucking horns.
First of all, Mecca and the Soul Brother, one of my favorite albums.
That's a great
one of my favorite albums of one of my favorite albums across any genre of all time, like Pete Rock.
Yeah.
But you talk about as good as Mecca and the Soul Brother is, Troy being the song that stands out says so much.
I can't believe that's a eulogy
record. Yeah.
Now I gotta listen to it again. I thought that was him talking about his life, and he just
I thought so too, but it just certain things wasn't making sense with like interviews and stuff. So I didn't put two and two together until D Block just said it. Uh-huh. And then when I think about it, reminisce over you, Troy. Troy, if you look it up, Troy is one of the boys. You know, it's Heavy D and the boys. One of the boys' name is Troy, and he did die.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Never forget this. The days are way back. Even just down to, so he just, that's his good friend, I'm assuming, because he talked about his mom being the youngest.
So I always had it. Yo, my God, just that. Yo, no the spouse, talking about.
Mama's getting married Troy in the house. Check it. Positive over negative Biff. For a woman to Biff. Master. It's like. Deja vu, tell you what you're going to do. I don't know. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's actually really impressive. I didn't know that. All right. Number one or number two.
Number two is
She's gonna piss me
off. Here's
a
little story I got. It's not gonna be Paul Revere. It's not gonna be Paul Revere.
Oh,
it's
I'm not mad at that.
I was about to flip this table.
If it was Paul Revere,
I would have threw this table through that wall.
Once upon a time, not long ago,
people wore pajamas and lived life slow. With justice and injustice true. If people was behaving like they ought to go, there was a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said: "Me and you, K, we gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making a dash." They did. Money came with ease, but one couldn't stop it like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Trying to rob him and it was a DT undercover.
Yo,
that shit's yo, but if you talk about story, like if you just think about it, I know I'd be dragging shit. But if you think about it, like yes,
wait, highlight that.
I know I'd be dragging shit. I know. I love hip hop.
Can you cut that clip and send it to me? So whenever he says something, I'm gonna send.
I know I'd be dragging shit. I love hip hop and I make no qualms about it.
Yes, yes.
It's not just your fucking patty ants. Everyone's gonna sing poo putt song.
Yeah.
Think about what he's saying in the record. He's saying some fly shit. He's telling a fly story. Like, no, he said, no need for static. No. And he gave him a slap. Little did he know the little boy was strapped.
The kid pulled out the gun. He said, Why'd you hit me?
The barrel straight for the cop's kidney. Like, he talking about, like, he even talked about, he had run Dave the dope ass shooting. Who doesn't know the wiener, no water, to know soap. I need bullets. Hurry up, run. The guy put back a fake shotgun.
Honestly, each time that you guys say a record, it reminds me of another record.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give an honorable mention. Y'all going to laugh. But this is the story all about how my life got turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute.
I think that's a fun, but I think that goes back, and I'm not shitting on you. I think that goes back to what I was saying like a few seconds ago. I think that's a fun song. Yeah, it's it tells a story. It's a fun song.
And
if you listen,
TV.
There's no fly shit.
This is a pioneer.
It's TV.
What?
Storytelling
I thought that was a...
That's Will Smith.
I know, but I thought it was a...
No, that's not a real record. That's just a TV intro.
I thought it was an original. That
no,
they just
it wasn't, right?
Well, we talk about on list about, you know, we can't give the pioneers... I mean, pioneers are pioneers. You don't...
Yeah.
Like when we had the top groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you're
this
first in the
door. This is a pioneering storytelling song, so it gets a lot of points from me.
For sure.
But it's also like just when you listen to it again, some of the Slick Rick's cadence that you... When he says, this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. It's like, there's something about the upbeatness of the song still, but the kid is shot by the cops at the end, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, when you realize that, the darkness
that
behind
Uncle Ricky,
it. Is,
sure.
I feel like children's story probably, if we're just talking about like most famous, it's probably number one.
Yeah.
We're talking about most famous?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think it will go, I think it's number two to what you just rapped. I think Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is number one. I think those are the most popular. Yeah, I would say, but also honorable mention, The Message.
Oh yeah,
and Sugar Hill, The Rapper's Delight. Those are story records.
Yeah.
You ever been at somebody eating fried chicken?
But you know, as we talk about this, I'm like, damn. I think a lot of songs tell stories, but then there's storytelling records.
Because
when you were talking about, damn, I think your number three, what was your number three?
My number three was...
I can't remember.
What is my number three?
I think
you're Somebody Gotta Die.
Your number three reminded me of how I felt about when I heard Queen Latifah, Unity. But I'm like, that's not really a storytelling record, but she is telling the story. She walks down the street, a dude disrespects her, and she's like, who you calling a bitch, nigga? Respect, unity. And anyway, that's how I felt. But I'm like, it's not really a storytelling record, though she's telling the story.
That's, storytelling.
It's hard.
It sucks you right in. It's like I said, like allegory. Like, you're stuck. And you're just like, when the song ends, you feel like you're watching credits instead of this next song is going.
Yeah.
That's the way I kind of see it.
Number one. Let's get to it, Mouse.
I kicked clothes for you.
Number one.
Kicked down doors for you. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for you. So you said Frank Pussy Whip. Can you
picture that?
With the Kodak. It's the Metek. Come on, man. I got a story to tell, Biggie. I got a story to tell by Biggie.
That's a great one.
For so many reasons. Once again, it's layers upon layers upon layers. You know, it being about motherfucking...
Anthony Mason.
You know, the New York Knicks fucking bully.
That was my guy on the Knicks, too. I love Anthony Mason.
Oh, no.
All my people loved him. All my old heads loved him.
That Knicks team of the early 90s was amazing. Oakley, Mason, Starks, Ewing.
Yeah, it was so crazy. But, like, just big, just... Yeah, what y'all over there doing?
Arm leg.
And so, like,
arm leg is just such a dope
But it's so dope because... That's
you ruined his career.
But also that's 5%. That's 5% now. Arm, leg, head. That's the 5. That's the 5%.
Put that together.
Yeah,
I ain't know.
Yeah, but arm, leg, like don't play with it.
That's a great number one.
Is that the man? Listen, from just you're engaged from day, like just from the minute you hear that beat.
You gotta keep boom, check it out.
Yo, what y'all over there talking about? Oh, my niggas, fucking other niggas, bitch. And other niggas' cribs.
I like the banter after the song, though, too.
Just yeah, like
the chatter
like,
after the song.
What he said? Got the head, got the bread, and I'm gone.
Now, that's a great number one.
Like you just said, like, you were, I don't, the first time, I don't know, man. I keep saying this shit, like, the first time, every time I heard, for the exception of, three out of the five of these records, I'm on the edge of my seat every word. Cause, you know, obviously you got All That I Got Is You, which is, he's just recanting his life, ending with, storytelling. You know, I was a little,
great.
You know, I was a little green. I didn't know what he was talking about. I just enjoyed what they were. I wasn't on the, you know, there's no.
It didn't connect.
There was no, wasn't a ride. Okay. So I wasn't like, oh, what's next? You know what I mean?
Yes.
But with these other three,
you're like
on the edge of my seat. What is going to happen? Will Big make it out next time on Dragon Ball Z? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm hearing. Like, so like when he's like, you know, what she said? He said, "Tell him be cool." He said, "No, he said." When Big told the girls that you better tell your man be cool, she don't know I'm cool as a fig, gas in.
I don't want to blast a man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though the situation's
you looking kind of ill though. It came to me like a song I wrote. Come on. It came to me. Yo, first of all, Inception. It came to me like a song I wrote. Wait, nigga. This is a song you wrote. Wait again, nigga. Wait again, nigga. You don't even write. You don't even write. Oh my God.
No, great record. That's a good one. Mine's better though.
What?
But
what'd you say?
Well, Nyla, before we get to your one, because I want you to finish. Oh. Can I just tell you what my number one is? I think you should finish this.
Okay. And then rap it.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but my number one is Black Steel and the Hour of Chaos by Public Enemy. And I think, you know, I got a letter from the government. Mm-hmm. Like that song to me is a great story. That you can, when you mouse, when you talk about the visualization, mm-hmm. you can see all that happening mm-hmm. as he's talking about with the prison raid and just like just them getting to the helicopter on top of the prison and getting out and just shooting his way out. I think that's a dope.
I think that's a fair
song.
One. All right, don't resonate with me, but that. What?
It don't resonate with me either.
I know it's a great one. My dad used to
play it. Yeah, it's like one of those records.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, like we can always acknowledge how great some shit is, even if it don't resonate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. All right, but mine is, wow, you grabbed the tomato. Because
I just want to tell you why. You put a lot of pressure on yourself. You said it's better than I Got a Story
to Tell. I think it's better, but they're in different lanes. Because like you said, like I Got a Story to Tell is entertainment, where this is really.
If you say waterfalls, I'm going to flip.
Because Left Eye's verse was so crazy.
I was about to launch both of these tomatoes.
No, my number one is Common, I Used to Love Her.
Are you kidding me? Better than A Story to Tell?
Common, I Used to Love Her. That's absolutely. That's one of the best hip-hop records, period. Like, and it's great that's because great it talks one. About, like, hip-hop in its purest form and then its transformation. I mean, yeah, as it evolves to, like, mass media selling itself, where as to now you're trying to tell me that certain records are great when it's they're
a
not
rhyme
even.
Like, it's a rhyme like Common Sense.
But I made five mil.
I used to love her. It's great. And I will never forget. I thought the record was like cute as I'm listening to it because I thought it was about a girl.
Come on, open it up.
So
man.
I'm like,
we've been rapping this whole episode. Open the song up, bro.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on a regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money. Those stuff is Mike checking her, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had did it, and the dark, but mm-hmm. she was there for me and I was there for her. Put out a chair for her. Like, I just really like the way he dressed hip hop up as a woman.
Yeah,
and then at the end, no, not as
a fucking simp.
Not as a simp. This is why you can't date my friends, nigga.
Why?
Because why is that simp?
Because he's like, I know a few New York niggas did in dark. I pulled out the chair for him. Shut your punk ass up.
Anyway, so.
I didn't like that. It was a dig. I ain't like that. It was a little dig.
That was not a dig. Y'all.
Yeah, that was a little dig. That was a little dig.
That was not a dig.
It was a dig.
He was just saying, like, he knows
what you mean we did her in the dark.
New York
niggas. Lights was on.
New York niggas was doing her.
Not in the dark. Said like she was a whore.
Well. Then she broke to the West Coast, and that was cool because around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man of expanded. So why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in L.A., and she did stuff. She got big for what was filed. She said that the pro-black was going out of style. Like, I just like how he broke down the eras of hip-hop. Like,
yes, that was
he fell
was
in love
cool.
with it. He fell in love with it when he was in the New York scene, but he wanted a piece of it for himself. He sees her going out west, and he starts expanding, which, by the way, Common's evolution from his first album to his second album is two different fucking Commons. You know?
Which is why I don't trust him.
But I think he's explaining that also in the record. So just.
Can't trust
so
no nigga.
So who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop. I was just like, oh, all shit. Right, quick, like that emoji where question. The brain is like lifted and you're like.
Quick question.
Put that emoji over my face.
But do you think when she goes into the West Coast side of things that he actually has a little bit of this like. You know, when he says, now black music is black music and it's all good. So when he says that line, is he kind of like still looking at her differently? You think?
Good question.
I mean, hip-hop is the her, right? So is he looking at it differently based on the way...
He said he wasn't salty. She was with the boys in the hood.
But do you believe it?
Sure was, because they got into a beef right after that.
I think they got into a beef for other reasons, not because of that record. Him because, and Cube? Like, even on Erykah Badu, Love of My Life, he's
I got to ask you, which one do you like better, though?
Love My Life or that. I used to love her better, but I love the Erykah Badu record too. But I'm to Darren's question of, do I think he was salty? No, because he says, the boys made her better to grow. I had to let her to be the cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sings to me. Like, oh. Know you like
rock my world,
like come
you
on, man.
Come, girl, I'll be more.
I think when it comes to like my POV of hip hop and what it means to me, I used to love her. It's like all the songs I named are songs that really resonate.
The first
with me.
Time you guys heard that song, did you know what the metaphor was right away?
Yeah, because somebody introduced it to me.
I knew okay. at the
they,
very
they
end.
Told you before.
Somebody
you
told me, yeah, my cousin was like. Like, that was when I was getting into my lyrical That's bag. Right. And I was like, yeah, like, having, like, creating my standard of rap. And my cousin was like, yo, listen to this. Like, he rapping about hip-hop. Like, mm-hmm. it's not a woman. It's hip-hop. So I already went into it knowing, which kind of helped because I was able to, cause I'm not 1,000% sure if I listened to it the first time, I would have been like, oh, he's talking about hip-hop. And I'm like, what girl he talking about? This girl's a whore.
Stop. You would have thought she was a whore.
Girl, from New York to Cali? Oh, my God.
No, I was watching. I saw it on a countdown, like an MTV channel. Mm-hmm. And I'm just watching it. I'm like, this is a vibe. This is a vibe. This is a vibe. Who I'm talking about, y'all, is
hip-hop. Can you imagine a little or
I'm like,
watching, like, MTV?
Oh, shit, hip-hop. I'm like, call my dad, you know this song by Common Call? I used to
Wait
like
a minute.
Her?
Time out.
Common Sense.
No, time out. When did you discover this song? Because you said you picked up a cell phone.
Well, no, a phone. Like the house phone.
Oh, and called you. Okay, you
this
skipped.
This is probably like Rotary. 2004.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. I thought you was like.
I had to call my parents.
So now I was like, oh, I discovered the song yesterday.
They couldn't afford a babysitter. You know, so I'm in the crib. You're not allowed to be in the crib, whatever. But I called my parents.
Real niggas know.
I'm like, dad, I just found this song.
He's like, I'm at work.
Nyla, I played that song your entire life. Like, you don't know that song. I'm like.
He's like, Nyla, I'm at work.
You never played
You remember calling your parents at work to ask something dumb?
No, my brother used to be getting on my nerves. Shout out to Joseph.
Hello, can I speak to LaChandra? Ma, can I have some French toast?
Mom.
Can I put some French toast in the oven?
Joe keeps standing at the door. I keep telling him to get out, but he's just standing at the door. Like, oh, man, yes.
That was a good way to end it with as far as that storytelling raps.
Storytelling
raps.
It was
a great storytelling rap.
Yeah, I think I got a story tell is more like, he said, more like suspense. Mm-hmm. It's not suspenseful when I used to love her. It's just a good story.
But he takes. I don't argue with it being a fucking mastercraft of a song, of a storytelling song. Just saying. Better I got a story to tell. Come on, girl.
No.
There's exactly. real people in All the right, story.
You know what? Let's make this a poll.
Let's make it a poll. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Me and Mouse want to know who do you think has a better storytelling record? Is it Common, I Used to Love Her, or
Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell?
Drop comments in the section below.
Click the poll, all of that. We in. Make sure D-Block, A-King, make sure we got a nice clip to post. I'm going to post it to the page. Make sure I want to see that. Because this is ridiculous that Nyla would be so disrespectful.
Let's collab that one.
Okay.
So my people can yell at your people.
Your people are probably going to agree with me.
No, they're not.
Don't bring the Hashiba community.
The who?
I don't know.
The Hashiba? Did he just make up a word?
I did.
All right. Any last words?
Yeah.
What?
I got a story to tell.
Speaking of got a story to tell, you got anything going on that you want to shout out real quick?
Same thing I always got going on, man. It's the What? Hip Hop Question Legend List each and every Monday. God Next Door each and every Monday. And Trap Karaoke, we're on the road. Make sure you get your tickets. TrapKaraoke.com. You got something coming up. You got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. What's going on?
You got a whole bunch of stuff going up too. Like you forgot about Broccoli Fest, by the way.
Broccoli Fest. Oh my God. Yes.
Like, how am I going to talk about your jobs?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, that's why we're such good brothers and sisters, because we hold each other accountable.
I'm excited to see you.
I know
at
your
Broccoli
schedule.
Fest.
You know my schedule. We just don't know our own schedule.
Broccoli Fest is going to be dope, though.
Yes, I'm Broccoli Fest is going to be there. Insane. I cannot wait.
It's going to be dope. All right.
A special visitor.
Who? There's somebody popping out.
No, I hope I have.
All right, anyway. You're so annoying. So, all right, I just wanted to shout out my Amazon show every Wednesday night on Twitch. Make sure you guys tune in. It's called Rotation.
She's up there arguing with niggas, y'all.
Yeah, so what I do with Mouse. Honestly, after arguing with him, I'm ready to argue with anybody. Mouse has got me prepped and ready for war. So shout out to Mouse for that. Make sure you guys tune into Rotation though every Wednesday. And then make sure you guys tune into Amp every Tuesday and Thursday, 12 p.m. Tune in and listen. But we just more so playing new music on there.
D-Block, what you got going on? You got stuff going on.
I got the What? Hip Hop Questions Listening List every Monday.
Bang,
and the
bang,
documentary.
Bang, bang.
Documentary. More on that later.
More
bang,
to come.
Bang, bang,
more
bang.
To come, and we'll be back.
That's my favorite thing about hip hop.
Ad-libs?
When they do interviews, that would be my favorite thing. Like, that's how I know a nigga's lit. Oh, that would be my, like, marker for how lit you are. Like, all the stuff you can't talk about. Like, I hate when an artist come up there, oh, yeah, this dropping this day. Now, ask them, when's this coming? You know, we working on dates right now, you know, so third quarter. You know, look out for that third quarter. That used to be my favorite.
Second quarter.
Yo, second
quarter.
We come in early second quarter. I'd be like, yeah, this nigga's lit.
Okay, understandable. But well, yeah, I got some things I'm working on too that I can't really talk about yet. No, for real.
Third quarter.
Yeah. I'm going to wait till Q3 to drop some more bombs. Clue bombs. All right. So make sure you guys tune in next Monday to another episode of the What Hip Hop Questions Legends and List. Yo, can you stop with this? That is.
See
drop a clue
Monday.
Bomb for the what?
Drop we'll a clue back. Bomb. Clue bomb. Clue bomb. Fluminati.
We'll be back next Monday. Till next time, guys. Peace.
Don't miss an episode of the What? Hip Hop Questions Legends and Lists. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. The What? Hip Hop Questions, Legends, and Lists podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network, and our executive producer is Darren Byrne, and produced by A-King.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.